I'm now joined with Lorraine Cosgrave from Clongriffin Community Association to speak about some upcoming events in the local community. Good afternoon, Lorraine. Thanks for joining us.
How you doing, Johnny?
First of all, Lorraine, it was recently announced that Clongriffin Community Association and the local Tidy Towns Committee had merged in order to provide stronger community-led events and initiatives. Tell us all about this and how it will benefit the local community.
Yeah, we had Tidy Towns as a group of people got together during COVID, and as it was growing, they had a clean-up day and it was really popular. Everybody came out, so it just made sense. We were doing advertisement for them. It just made sense. We came together. We're a group of like-minded people. It just made sense. We met up, and for them to come and sit under our umbrella, it works out better when we're applying for grants for funding like that, when it to be covered for insurance purposes as well for the clean-up day, so they fall under our umbrella for that. So it just makes sense that everyone is working together in the community instead of smaller groups trying to achieve the same thing. So it's better that we collaborate.
Absolutely, it makes sense. At the same time, though, both groups will still retain their individual names on social media pages.
Yeah, and we're going to keep it like that for a while. And I think stuff will organically happen, that the two will merge. At the minute, we keep our brand, the community, the Clongriffin Community Association, as we have dealings with Dublin City Council. So we just didn't feel like it was the right time to start changing our name when our name is only getting out there now. So the merge of names will happen organically over the next while.
Okay, thanks for that. And by the way, whilst the local area is not strictly defined as such, but what areas generally does it cover broadly?
Where we're focusing on would be Clongriffin itself. We would go down towards Grattan Lodge, around Belltree, Park Edge and Marsfield Avenue, back up the whole of the Wall Road and onto Main Street, and then up by Grange Lodge Avenue. It's a big loop, you know, people will be walking that as well. So it's kind of a bigger area than just the Clongriffin itself.
Yes, and I suppose some people from the Clongriffin end of Grange and Dunamead would probably fall in here as well.
Yes, they would,
in terms of getting involved. Yeah,
yeah. And I think the Father Collins Park is a huge part of that for us, because it's a main park and people come from everywhere to go to it, so it's not strictly just Clongriffin. More people come into our community for the use of the park and that.
And like Grange College, secondary level students at lunchtime, they often take the shortcut that brings you straight into the top of Grange Lodge Avenue, and then they go down to the local central shop.
Yeah, on the main street there, yeah.
And how strong, I know you briefly touched on this earlier in terms of the clean-ups, but how strong is the local community in terms of getting involved in local events and activities?
Because it's a grown community, it was something that, you know, it needs these community initiatives, it needs these fun days, events organised. But one small example, well, it's big now. We had a lady here, one of our neighbours, Dorota. She started, when the Ukrainian crisis started, she started taking donations into her house. And like over a couple of days over the weekend, people were coming from everywhere to come in and help her in her house, help pack boxes. And we just contacted Gannon Homes to see, we have a lot of empty units on Main Street in Clongriffin here. So they gave her a unit. So she's now set up, her name is the Dublin North for Ukraine, Dublin 13. They have a Facebook page. They're now working out of an empty unit on Main Street. So they're still taking donations, stuff like that. When she was starting this off, we have a neighbour here, King Street Cakes. She went out and she made 400 cupcakes and raised €1,200. So it's kind of stuff like that. People are coming out. People are getting to meet their neighbours. You see an initiative, you know, people didn't meet Dorota before, and now all of a sudden everyone is going to help her, and she's so many volunteers going into her in the unit and that. So I think it's a grown community, and you can feel the community spirit now as everyone is coming together.
So it's very strong.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the past events and activities in the local area and how they went over the last couple of years.
Yeah, for many years now we've had the annual Christmas party. It's huge in Clongriffin. We have our own Santa that comes to us. And as we know, we don't have a community centre in Clongriffin. We have a multi-purpose room. I think the max it holds is 30 to 40 people. So it's always difficult at Christmas time. Last time we had them queuing down the street and up by the train station for people trying to get in to meet Santa, and you can only let a couple of people in at a time. And so at Halloween then, the following year, at Halloween we were like, this just doesn't work, you know, keeping things indoors. So we decided to have our first Halloween parade. So everybody met up on Main Street in Clongriffin, and the Gardaí were involved and all the local councillors, and we walked all the way around. We had music playing, and there could have been 200 people, kids all dressed up, adults, and walked all the way around Clongriffin back up Main Street. And yeah, it was great. It was great. Something different, you know, like that. We have the lack of indoor facilities, so it's nice for everyone to get out and be heard. Every people looking out their windows didn't know what was going on. So it was a great day, yeah.
And you know the premises just across the road from the park?
Trinity Sports and Leisure, yeah.
Yeah, there's nowhere in there that the community association could use, no?
No, we can use Dublin City Council run the junction, and that's where we would hold our meetings if we were holding them in person. They have a community forum every second month, and that's where the local councillors and Dublin City Council meet with residents in there, in the junction. But we don't have any bigger facilities, nowhere indoor. So that's why the park is our, you know, our centre point. When people want to meet up, where you're meeting, we're meeting in the park. Because we don't have that, you know, in other communities, you have a community centre. It's where people go, or even, you know, if people in Donnymead are looking to meet up, you know, you'd bump into your neighbour in the butchers. Or we don't have that at the moment. So, you know, when you're out and about, the only kind of place you do meet neighbours is in Father Collins Park.
And the Community Association is currently in the middle of planning a number of community events going forward. Tell us what might be in store for us in the future.
Yeah, so the one we're working on at the minute with Dublin City Council and our local councillor Tom Brabazon is to hold our Id Festival. So this will be the fifth year it's on. And this year we're trying to make it bigger now, and it's going to be inside Father Collins Park. It's on Sunday the 8th of May, and we'll have local food vendors, we've free family entertainment, face painting, henna tattoo artists, there'll be music on the day. We have traditional Indian dancers as well on the day, so it's going to be a great day. So we're hopefully now the weather stays on our side. Yeah, because we've big plans for the day. So we're hopefully now, this is the fifth year, so we're hoping this is it, now it grows and we can continue from there. Also this year we'll have our Halloween parade back. We only got to have one of them before COVID, and then at Christmas then we'll have our big parade again. We'll have our big Christmas party again this year. So we've three main ones this year. And then also in between them we have our clean-up days with Tidy Towns. They have a few events planned throughout this year, so there'll be a lot more coming for clean-up days as well with Tidy Towns.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And I believe the multicultural event is also in collaboration with the Id Festival. Would that be right?
It is, yeah. We have over 40 different nationalities in Clongriffin. So we just thought, take this opportunity to celebrate Id. It's the end of Ramadan, so we thought it's a good time. And, you know, it's the second weekend in May. Let's all come out, meet in the park and enjoy some food together.
That's sounds great.
What
absolutely.
Id is all about, yeah.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
People keep an eye out on our Facebook page for information on our Id Festival in Father Collins Park on Sunday the 8th of May. All the information will be there.
Okay, and your Facebook page, it's in the name of Clongriffin Community Association. Would that be right? Right, Lauren, thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, by the way, and all the very best. Take care.
Many thanks.
Now, that was Lauren Cosgrave from Clongriffin Community Association. She was talking about some upcoming events for the local community.